Nebraska is one of the top meat producers in the U.S. It also has one of the worst labor shortages in the country. For every 100 jobs, there are only 39 workers. A report released last January by the state's economic chamber says Nebraska has no choice but to welcome immigrants to, quote, address the workforce gap. But that message runs counter to President-elect Trump's pledge to carry out mass deportations. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
Every so often, Al Junkie, executive director of the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, says that he'll get a phone call from a farmer. It goes something like this.
Al, I got a great idea.
On how to solve Nebraska's severe labor shortage.
Why don't we invite any immigrant, legal, illegal, I don't care, invite them to Nebraska, because we have lots of openings out on our farm and we need help.
Junkie smiles warily. He and several dozen other Nebraska advocacy and business groups have formed an alliance to demand a reform of federal immigration laws and state policy. They want an expansion of worker visa programs and a pathway to residency for immigrants already here.
And these are good-paying jobs in the plants.
Junkie says attracting labor is not about wages. The average pay for a meat trimmer is close to $18 an hour, well above the state minimum of $13.50.
People say, well, just double or triple the pay, you'll get United States citizens to work. No, you won't.
Nebraska needs immigrants. But Nebraskans overwhelmingly voted for incoming President Donald Trump, who has promised to carry out mass deportations. When asked about it, Junkie echoes what a lot of people here say.
I think those same voters at this point in time will tell you it's just not going to happen.